Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. It should be fun. After all, bear hugs are what Scott believes should be given with no clothing on. Go figure.
Crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where.
Welcome back. Joining us on the Saitama Guest Hotline, he's the national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel. Matt Mershall, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing this morning?
Buddy, I am excited to have you on. And before we dive into your bread and butter, college football, I'm wondering, do you know what the temperature is in Jacksonville right now? Because it's got to be pretty hot with Herb behind closed doors.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, it's obviously a situation that you're closely monitoring, whether or not, you know, something comes of it, whether it's going to be something big picture-wise or something like a suspension or some sort of fine. But you got to imagine of everything going on the last couple of days and becoming the distraction that's become, that if you're the Jacksonville management, you can't be happy with what's going on.
Well, I mean, and now we'll cross the streams. You're familiar with Herb, I guess, from his days at Florida. And this is typical Herb. I mean, this follows the playbook to a T.
Yeah, you know, and I think what's worse is if stuff comes out that he lied about, you know, like when he talked yesterday at his press conference and said, you know, this was a situation that was unfortunate, you know, and I shouldn't have been in it. And he's kind of talked a little bit about some of the things that happened. You know, it turns out that he was actually more to it than that and he lied. Well, that's even worse, especially if you told your team, if you told the management about that. That puts you in a bad spot, especially if you're trying to, you know, coach a team that's struggling like it is, and you're dealing with professionals. You're not dealing with college kids anymore. You're dealing with professionals, and they don't want to put up with that kind of stuff. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen, but there's a lot of heat going on in Jacksonville right now.
And just one more observation. You're in Orlando, former home of Tiger Woods. I'm expecting him to take the Tiger Woods defense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe. I think what's interesting to me and what's been brought up a couple times is the fact that most NFL coaches, when you're done coaching a game, especially on the road, you get on the team plane with the team and you fly back. Why was Urban Meyer allowed to not fly back with the team and go to Columbus and take part in something and that wasn't like a family emergency or anything? He was in his own restaurant doing this. So that's a little strange. It makes you wonder if there's a disconnect between him and the franchise.
We're joined by Matt Mershall, Orlando Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at OS Matt Mershall. Matt, I was a top 25 voter for about 7 years. I have problems with this week's AP top 25 poll, but I pulled up your ballot. Well done, sir. I agree with 99.9% of it, especially the top. Bama, Georgia, Penn State, Iowa. I've been proposing that as a legit possibility for a couple weeks, maybe even subbing in Michigan for Penn State. How likely is it that we can get an all-SEC, all-Big Ten playoff?
You know, it's very likely. I mean, you know, and listen, Penn State, Iowa are going to kind of not – one of them is going to knock each other out of this week. But you look at Michigan, you look at Ohio State, you look at Michigan State. I mean, the Big Ten right now is probably, outside of the SEC, is the strongest conference. So they've got teams that are going to be at the top pretty much throughout the rest of the season. Now, the last 5 weeks of the season, you're going to see a lot of movement because they end up playing each other. But there's a very likely chance that we see a Big Ten team or two get into the playoff. Now, Bama and Georgia right now are the top two teams in the country. Obviously, they're going to be the favorites. They should get to that point without very much trouble. But to me, it's going to be that 3-4-5 spot. Is Cincinnati finally going to break through? They got to hope that some other teams lose in front of them. Are we going to see Oklahoma make a push? You know, I think the Pac-12 is out of the race. Can someone like a BYU and Cincinnati, you know, also make their push? So, to me, this is the year where you could see two teams, you know, from each of the conferences getting in the semifinal playoffs.
And here's something else I've been kicking around, Matt. I want to get your opinion on it. Is the Big Ten East better than the SEC West? If you had to pick one division right now to be the best in college football, which would it be?
You know, I'm going to say I still got to go with the SEC West. And just because the SEC West right now, you know, because they end up playing each other and they're at that point right now where it's a pretty strong battle. I mean, when you look at what Ole Miss, even despite what Arkansas Ole Miss went through this weekend, they played really good teams. You know, I mean, and they still were kind of in that game. I think for me, the Big Ten East still has a ways to go. Like I said, until they get into that final month of the season when they really start to play each other, then we'll get a good idea of where some of these teams are. But I like Iowa. I like Penn State. I think both those two teams are playing some really good football. Penn State has two top 25 wins under their belt already, so they're where they should be right now.
Are you surprised by the depth in the Big Ten this year? I mean, we knew there would be some good teams, but it's a deep conference, and I'll be candid with you. I don't see Ohio State amongst even maybe the top three right now, considering some of their issues.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit surprising. Considering, look what happened to Penn State last year. Remember, they started out really bad. I think they were 0-5, but then they came back to win, you know, the next five, to finish out with the five straight wins. Look where they're at. Iowa, we know, is always going to be a strong contender, but they've really kind of impressed with their defense. Michigan has really kind of seemed to turn things around this year using a solid running game, and their defense has played well. Michigan State, to me, is the biggest surprise because I don't think anyone expected them to be, you know, undefeated and where they're at. And then, like you mentioned, Ohio State, yes, they got to loss to Oregon. They haven't looked anywhere near as good. So I would put Ohio State at the bottom of that group right now because they're not playing nearly as well. So this is a strong Big Ten this year. And I think that, to me, is a little bit of a kind of surprise. I think we thought we'd see that happen.
And, Matt, before we let you go, one of the teams that's really flying under the radar is the Pitt Panthers. They're looking better and better each week, and Kenny Pickett really getting into the Heisman Trophy conversation now. They've got that one loss, though, to Western Michigan. Let me throw this at you. If the Pitt Panthers run the table, win the ACC championship with one loss, does that loss keep them out of the college football playoff?
You know, it just might, depending on what happens. I mean, if you're going to have a chance to get in, it would be this year because of the fact that there's a lot of parity. But I think if you're going to go up against the one-loss SEC team, let's say, and that loss is against another SEC team, and Pitt's only loss is to a Western Michigan team, I think the SEC team's always going to get in that way, shape, or form. So what Pitt's got to hope is that some teams above them kind of fall to the wayside, and they got to really hope that the ACC just gets a little bit better. I mean, again, this is a really down year, kind of an unusual year for the ACC, not having Clemson up there, not having some of these other teams in there as well. They need their fellow ACC teams to find a way to start playing better and get themselves in the ranking.
Yeah, I'm of the mind the worst thing that could happen to the ACC is Clemson wins it again. Two losses, no chance of getting the team in a playoff.
Yeah, very much so. It's not going to happen, so you're going to find your way up. So they need other teams to step up. They need Wake. They need NC State. They need, you know, someone in that coastal, whether it's Pitt or whoever. They need some teams to start stepping up and getting themselves kind of in that ranking so they can find a way to get a better shot at it.
He's one of the best in the business, covers college football for the Orlando Sentinel. You can follow him on Twitter, @OSMattMerschel. Matt, I know you're pinched for time, brother. Appreciate you hopping on.
No problem. Thank you. Take care, okay?
All righty. It's Matt Merschel of the Orlando Sentinel joining us on the Saitama Guest Hotline.